Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria. Hi, Nina. Thank you for calling me back.
No problem.
I was calling you because I made a mistake. I put the EIM report in the wrong case. EIM report was should be for Teddy Davis. I just
you said Teddy
that.
Davis?
Yes.
Okay, Teddy Davis. And what was the correct date on the EIM I need to change to?
January 31st.
131.
Yeah. Probably will be discharged tomorrow, but no discharge date yet.
Gotcha. And I just got off the phone with Judith Grove's son, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
I removed yesterday's visit and add the additional 5 hours to the day visit. Due to he will be home all day, so he will be able to get them additional 5 hours from yesterday put on to today. So I update the schedule.
Oh, okay, for today. I think so. Okay. I'm just checking here in the profile.
So, but he needs to... No, I did the wrong one. Sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
No, I did the wrong one. I did it for the 20...
Oh.
I did it for the 27th. I'm going to take that back out. So it's supposed to be 10:30 to 21:30 today. Let me change that. He was advised to clock out at 9:30 tonight. And then I'm going to delete yesterday's schedule. How are you making out with trying to get, because he's a little bit, he needs a lot of help. Did he even try to attempt to send you a timesheet for the previous weeks?
That's Teddy? Teddy's case?
No, for Judith Grove's case.
Oh, Judith. Let me see. I spoke with him also. I told him yes to submit the timesheet for last month. It's okay?
23. 18, 23. Reach out to him, because I could have swore I left him timesheets at the house when I did the home visit to onboard him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he
and
has
I showed him,
timesheets?
Yeah, I took paper timesheets with me just in case if he needed to submit any. Once he was compliant to start.
Okay, he sent me an email. I couldn't find the section for my time. I will just give you what my schedule looks like starting tomorrow. I will call HHA department and report it.
So he needs a few timesheets. He needs 1, 2, 3. He needs 3 weeks of timesheets. Starting on the 12th through the 6th. So he needs the 16th and the 18th and starting on the other 2 weeks after that. So he should have a few timesheets to submit those. I went over with him on how to fill it out. It may take a little time, you know, explaining it to him over again.
Okay.
Just try to advise him that we need those timesheets. He likes to write stuff down, so just give him the date and the time for each week we need. And then he can either take a picture of it and email it to you, or he can send it as a text message picture. I am going to update the phone number he called me off of on his file because I removed the client's number because that's the number he's going to be using as the landline.
Okay.
And they shared the same number, so I had to remove it. So he did call me off of his cell phone. I'm going to update that number.
Okay. When he called me, he was coming from
the landline.
Number.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm about to attach his cell phone number to HHA, so you'll have that too handy, just in case for emergency purposes you can reach out to him on his cell phone.
Okay, Nina, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.